It's one of the deadliest habits a person can take up and one of the hardest to give up. Yet millions of Americans have quit smoking, often with the help of community resources such as toll-free telephone quit lines. In a series of 5 episodes, we've been following the triumphs and challenges of Kim as she works through her personal struggles and talks with Colorado Quitline counselor Diego de Santiago. In this final episode, Kim and Diego meet in person at the KGNU Boulder Studios, and we learn whether Kim has kicked the habit.
Kim and Diego caught up with each other in the KGNU studios 3 months after her quit date. We learn the identity of Kim, the woman who has shared her process of kicking the cigarette habit with the help of the Colorado Quit Line. She is Kim Bowman, Development Director of the Boulder People's Clinic. Here she meets her Quit Line counselor, Diego de Santiago, in person for the first time.
Hi, Diego.
Hello, Kim. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. It's great to meet you.
Same here. Congratulations.
Thank you. Almost 3 months.
Great. That is wonderful.
I only had one slip up.
That's not bad at all.
I'm happy to say I had been dreaming about cigarettes for nights on end. And so I had to have a cigarette. And I went and bought a pack because I couldn't find anyone to mooch off of. So I smoked the whole thing and inhaled it as deeply as I could, thinking, oh, this feels so good. And then I got sick as a dog for hours. And I think it cured me. I didn't dream about a cigarette again.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. Oh, it was disgusting. And it just smelled, everything smelled like smoke. And oh, it's a nasty smell.
Well, that is great. At least we got that out of our system.
Diego and Kim seemed to be enjoying their review of the quitting process. Kim had followed faithfully Diego's recommendation to treat herself. And she tells us how she dealt with the typical problem of weight gain when you quit smoking.
I feel like I'm so much more productive and I'm caught up on things and just more attached, you know, connected to work and people. And it just feels good. Like I'm not always fidgeting and thinking about, oh, I think I should have a cigarette now while I'm talking to this person. Or I used to be, every time I'd get on the telephone, I would have to have a cigarette.
Oh, certainly.
And so I was really think I was more attentive to the smoke and the nicotine than I was maybe to the conversation. And it was such a bad habit, and now I feel like I can really have a conversation with somebody, and I'm not thinking, oh, where are my cigarettes, and where's the lighter, and, you know, there are all these little things that you do.
And you don't really realize them until once you quit. And that's another great thing about quitting is your sense of smell does improve.
Mm-hmm. Things smell really good, and food tastes really
right.
good. And I've been eating a lot of ice cream, just like you said.
And that's okay.
I know. But, you know, it's that big concern that everyone has that, oh, I'm going to gain weight. So I made a commitment. I would roll out of bed every morning with my dog and we'd walk for an hour and then I'd walk at night with her. So,
you know, you can always lose your weight if that becomes an issue. But yeah. If you lose along or something, you know, that's
right.
pretty hard to replace.
Kim has found her own way to handle that old urge to put something in your mouth.
So I chew on straws a lot. I love straws. People always ask me what that pink or green or orange thing is in my mouth. And I tell them it's my cigarette.
And that's great. You know, you can have something to replace it. We definitely do need to replace the cigarettes with something, you know, whether it's mint toothpicks, celery sticks, pretzel sticks, cinnamon sticks, mm-hmm. basically anything that kind of looks and kind of feels like a cigarette.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, a cinnamon stick would be good.
Yeah, I'm sure people like those mint toothpicks.
Diego reviews Kim's cravings and her support system and gives her a final warning about the addictive nature of cigarettes.
I think there was a time early on where I would convince myself that I could smoke again someday, but I think hopefully, you know, that urge isn't there anymore.
How are the cravings overall now?
I don't crave it. I think it's the habit piece. You know, right. I don't crave the nicotine. I feel really good, so I don't want to have that in my system really.
Right.
So they've kind of gone away.
Great. How's your support?
Good. I think, you know, my family's overwhelmed and really happy. And the people at work, you know, are very supportive and excited. So, and, you know, the more you talk about having quit, the more you find out a lot of people used to smoke and are quitters, too. So that's, you know, you get that encouragement from them. So
great. That's a good thing.
Really good. Yeah.
Let's definitely keep the motivation and the support going, you know, as you know, this is just like any other addiction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having a few cigarettes here and there, and next thing you know, you're right back to where you were. And
yeah.
A lot of times we do end up, once we come back, we smoke a whole lot more than what we did in the beginning,
yeah.
since we kind of try to make up for all that lost time.
Ooh, no, can't do that. It feels really good to be at this place, and oh, I'm so appreciative of your help, and so many people have been behind me.
You're very welcome. That's what we're here for. We're here to help, and you know, quitting is probably the most difficult thing that anyone can do, so congratulations.
Thank you. You know,
3 months is wonderful. Most people can go 2-3 hours without a cigarette.
Colorado Quit Line's toll-free number is 1-800-639-7848 or 1-800-QUIT-NOW. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays from 8 to 4:30 p.m. They also have service in different languages, and they have bilingual counselors. For resources in your own county, you can go to www.co.quitnet.com. For KGNU, I'm Jonaki Lafitte.
This program was originally produced and aired as part of a national effort called Sound Partners for Community Health. Sound Partners is a program of the Benton Foundation and funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation.